anointing, the anointing. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. Let's pray. Let's pray. Jesus. Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for what you are doing right now, God. Thank you, God, for showing your presence in this moment of our life, oh God, that we know and recognize, oh God, that you are the Alpha and Omega. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you are saying to us, oh God, in our hearts and our spirits, oh God, as we begin to elevate off this ground to another ground. We thank you, Father God, for your spirit of truth. Because of your love, you have set us free. It says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God, we thank you, oh God, for freedom in you. Because your spirit can arise inside of us today, God, because of you. We thank you, Lord, for your power and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is here. You know, he amazes us every day. Every day he pours out his love in a different way. It's amazing how God knows what to say to us, when to say it to us, what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. Even when we don't even know and don't even know how to ask, he always shows up at the very moment that we need him the most. All for our pleasure, but mostly for his good pleasure. That he even gave an alabaster box in the first place to break open, to pour on him. The kingdom of heaven is here. You know, I was thinking about last Sunday when I was ministering, I sat down. Pastor Jerry has said something that was very profound when she said the kingdom of God is at hand. Man, that thing went through me like crazy sitting there. The kingdom of God is at hand. And all week, I was thinking about the kingdom of heaven. Why is it so important that we understand what we have? This type of worship just doesn't come because you just rehearse. You can't pull up a couple of sheets of paper and say, we're going to sing A, B, and C and get this type of worship. This only comes from the kingdom. God wants us to know, I'm not even going to welcome you to the church, because this is not church here. This is the kingdom. Don't start, Pastor Jerry, because you all up in here again. See, it's amazing how connected we are when you're a part of the kingdom. People can say the things that you and God has shown you when you're in the West End, but on the East End, you can get the same message because you're part of the kingdom. Let the kingdom arise. The devil got to go today. He's going to go today. Come on. Yeah, because we're going to tag team in a minute. Because, listen, I'm telling you, there's something inside of you right now that God said, I'm taking you to a whole nother realm. And you've been hearing this for a while. And listen, it's not about church stuff. Forget about what you already know. There's a breaking on the inside. Why do you think they were talking about the break in the alabaster box? Because something has to break on the inside of us so the kingdom of God can be here now. The kingdom is not just words. It's not when I die and go to heaven. It's not when you go through your storm. Look, the devil done bamboozled us. I always say this all the time, but we got his number today. We got his number. See, God done gave us his ticket. I'm mad at the devil and I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him thinking like he got authority. He needs to shut up and do what I tell him to do. We sitting right here playing patty cake with the devil and acting like we're here on earth and everything is going well and I have to be successful in this world when the devil, only thing he's going to do is take back what you had already planned out to do. But the kingdom of God, you cannot take back. He cannot touch the kingdom of God. That's why God wants us to know, understand that it's here now. It's not when you get there. It's not when you go by your circumstances. But now is the kingdom of God. It's present. How do you think this type of worship came out this morning? It came out of the kingdom. He's setting us up because he's looking for a people. Look. The devil came and did this thing. When God said in the beginning, he said in the beginning in Genesis, he said, look, let us create man in our image. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, all three into one, being in the same place at the same time. That's the kingdom when you can have them in your life. That's why he said it in the beginning. He said, let us create something after our likeness. Because now I want you to understand about my kingdom. When he created Adam, he gave him power and authority. He told Adam to name everything because Adam was in the kingdom. He was already in the kingdom there. Everything was perfect. He had everything he needed. God said, I'm going to give you that power from the kingdom because only a king can give you power to do anything. He said, name everything because I'm giving you the authority from the king. But during the time when he did this, there was a meeting, see? There was another meeting took place. In God's kingdom, that wasn't supposed to take place. What happened in the kingdom that made everything all screwed up is the fact that now I want to sit on the throne where the king sits. I got power. I have authority, but I still want to be the king. That wasn't enough. So now I want to get to the point that Adam had to get to the point that he said, I'm a dethroned God so myself can sit on the throne because I'm already just like him. See, that's the lie the devil told the story when they had that first meeting. Do you notice every time you go out, have a meeting or you go to get together, you always fellowship with the people that you know. You start looking in the room. You start trying to find out who you know. You know, you don't want to sit with somebody you don't know, so you're going to go find you a seat to sit with somebody you're familiar with. That's what happened with the first meeting. But at the same time, think about the second meeting. When God came on the scene, he wanted to meet with Adam in the cool of the day. That was supposed to have been the original meeting. But he couldn't find them because he done went to the other meeting. Pastor Jerry, stay out of my notes. Let me cross. I'm telling you, you coming. He decided to go with his wife to another meeting. And that's how the trickery happened to us right now. meeting to meetings and getting nothing accomplished. But we're doing stuff. We're doing ministry. It's stuff. We're going to church and singing choirs because it's stuff. I want to get ordained to preach because it's just stuff. Stuff. There's no brokenness. There began to be a separation. Now, I'm going to show you how this separation, God was showing this to, every time she, when she said that to me last Sunday, I'm telling you, I was at home sleeping, and God woke me up, and it scared me. Because it was so rich that only thing I could think about was God's kingdom. So I get up and I start walking around my apartment. I'm like, okay, God, I can't take no more of this. And he just showed me all the great things about his kingdom. He said, first, my kingdom, son. First, my kingdom. But then I was like, wait a minute. This is too much. This is too much. So I went back in my bedroom and cut on the TV because I'm thinking, I can't handle all of this. Separation. He said, that's why I want you to seek. In Matthew 6 and 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom. What are he talking about? Seek. He said, seek this. Look, seek means, let me find what seek is over here. Exactly. Go into search of, try to find. Why God has to tell us to seek? Why we have to seek? Because there was a dispensation. There was a separation from us and the kingdom. Now we're on the kingdom of the world and left the kingdom of God. So now we want to settle like we're in this kingdom, but we're in the wrong kingdom. So now we have to look for something. We have to research for something. We have to find something that we can get connected back to God. But most of the time, we don't want to settle for that because now we think the devil done gave us something good in the earth. But why did he tell us to seek? What is the kingdom? It's his righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit. That's what Adam had. This is what we have right now. But before we get to that point, understand something about the kingdom. When Adam sinned, when the separation took place, we didn't have and we couldn't eat from the same table as the Father God like we used to. We couldn't get the same authority and the same power from God like we did when Adam first was created in the garden. But then we had to recognize. Then I said, okay, God, so what else is going on? He said, what happened is how the devil bamboozled us is he told us, y'all go ahead and get salvation. I'm going to let you get salvation. Go ahead and get saved. But you ain't going to get no power. You have no authority. Why do you think most Christians that are saved always backslide? Think about this thing. Most people that save, they're doing good things, but they always seem like, oh, man, I didn't think that was going to fall. There's no kingdom. You know why? Because, see, I can be saved. There was times when I was saved, and when the storm really got rough, I left God. See, I could talk about me because this is what I did. This is how I know. Because when things got really, really tough in the beginning, I said, no, sir. The world treated me better. I settled for the wrong kingdom. But then God said, look, I want to establish something. I want you to understand what I'm saying about my kingdom is here now. When you think about it, when you realize that everything else is not according to what you want and how you want it, you'll know who's sitting on your throne in your heart. See, God always wanted to mend our hearts to his heart. That's what he was doing with Adam. Where are you, Adam? I want to mend our hearts. I want the relationship. I want you to really understand the righteousness of me. But then it gets to the point. We recognize that God said, look, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to send my son down to try to get you back connected because you've been seeking for something and you really don't know what you've been seeking. So why is something missing in our life? It's because we settle for all the wrong things. We settle for all the things because that disconnect separated us so far from the throne of heaven that we said, no, now, even though I share the throne with you, but you can't have it. Even now, we don't believe all things that God has told us. Some of the things he done told you and promised you, even some of the prophetic words that we received, we still don't believe it. When the kingdom of heaven is already established in my heart, I believe everything he tells me. I don't have to waste brain cells on thinking on what if, when is, how come. The kingdom already said yay and amen. It's already been established. You already head and not to tail. You already have authority already. Just because the circumstance might look like a flower in front of you, no, that is a house. Because the kingdom has to be on the inside of you that you understand that now I'm a part of something greater and bigger than me. I can't waste energy and understand the things of the kingdom because I don't understand it because now my father has to teach me. He said, I created you in order for you to love and worship me. But I want you to do it out of your own free will. I want you to understand about my kingdom. I want you to understand. So look, then he sent John the Baptist. John the Baptist come on the scene. John the Baptist come on the scene, and John the Baptist said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Ain't that what you were talking about? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. If Jesus showed up, why didn't the kingdom come? Y'all pray about that one. When Jesus showed up, the kingdom still did not come. John the Baptist said, the kingdom of God is at hand. I mean, it's at hand. We said hand length, is the length of your arm. It could be this far or it could be right in your face. It's up to us. Think about the power or the things that the disciples did. The disciples did great miracles. We talked about last week how the disciples said, look, can I sit on the right side of you when we go to heaven? Why would the disciples be with Jesus and still murmur and complain? Why would the disciples being with Jesus still couldn't cast out the demon out the young man? Is that, couldn't even ride out a storm? That's right. Couldn't even ride out a storm. Why? Because the kingdom of God still wasn't there yet. There's something else has to take place before the kingdom to come. That's why Jesus said, when they asked him, teach us to pray. Why he say, thy kingdom come. Something was missing in their life. They didn't have enough of substance of power because now, once Jesus died, once he died, the very thing in the church right now we don't want to talk about is the resurrection. When Jesus rose, the kingdom was about to show up. The kingdom of God is about to show up. It's about to mess up some people's lives. It's about to change some situations. It's about to fix some marriages. It's about to bring some healing. It's about to bring some deliverance. Some things are about to stir up because the kingdom of God is at hand now. It's here. There you go. It's here. It's here. That's why we had to worship today, because the kingdom of God is here.
Look, because of this, because of the resurrection power, Jesus decides to, I'm going to go back and I'm going to stand next to my Father. So now all three, he said, go in the upper room. He told the disciples, go in the upper room and I want you to wait. Ain't you tell? Listen. He said, go to the upper room and wait. Pastor told us what? Go pray. You just said this morning, listen, this is what I'm telling you. This is spirit. What would you say this morning that I have my whole prayer list, God? You know, Pastor, you don't understand. I got to pray for my kids and my grandkids and my job, the situations and my brothers and my nephews. My mama just died. My brother just died. There's some things I got to pray. I just got a call that my grandmother's about to die from cancer, so she thinks. But look, you got to understand something, that the kingdom of God is not at hand anymore. The kingdom of God is not at hand anymore, because when Jesus told them how to pray, he was still walking the earth. But when he left, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter that's going to lead you to truth. So now you can have the Holy Spirit that's going to dwell inside of you. So now you can have more substance that you can understand the kingdom. It's not about you getting right. It's not about you saying out the seven steps of salvation. It's all about you wanting the king. Don't get a preacher your hand. Come on, let the devil keep your heart. Think about it. No, we're laughing, but that's how we've been got bamboozled. Because we've been giving the pastor our heart, and then we're giving the devil, he still got our heart. And we're still sitting on our throne in our own heart, but I don't want to go to hell, so I take the salvation. I don't want your kingdom. Just give me salvation. Because I heard hell is hot. So I could settle for salvation until the major storm comes. That's when I'm going to crumble. Then I go searching somewhere else. I'm seeking for something else. So I'm going to go find me a woman. Come on, Pastor Jerry. I could think I could do it with you. I'm ready this time. Before I was, last time I wasn't ready for. But now, I got the kingdom. I go find me a wife. And then I said, I'm in the kingdom. But she let me down.
Yeah.
I let her down because I can't fulfill that void inside of her. She can't fulfill that void inside of me. But I need the kingdom of God to come and bring me some substance. That I said, I don't care what comes. I don't know what it's going to be in your life, but the storm is going to come. But if you got the kingdom, who cares? When you got the king, who cares? He got all authority. Who cares? If he let you go through the storm, don't you think he got a remedy to get you through it? No more of the devil lies. They're saying, oh, I'm not there yet. Throw that mess out the window. You are there. God will not have you here because you're not ready. You are ready. You are ready now. You are a prime candidate that operate in your kingdom that God has planted in your life. I done told my shoes all the pieces. But listen. Because they were trying to hold me down because I'm supposed to be on another ground. That's just what you said. See, nothing could stop you from doing what you have to do for your assignment from heaven. Because it's all about the king. Once you understand that you allow the king to rule, there's no more independence in Michael. I don't have a plan. I don't have a blueprint of what my life is going to look like. Only thing I know is I enjoy the moment that I could lay before him. I cherish the moment that I can say, God, I want to begin to understand what is that peace that passes all understanding, because I don't understand it. But in your kingdom, you will show me. don't understand why this sickness and disease is trying to attack my body from the enemy, trying to get you separated from the kingdom. But, oh, God, I still worship you. Last weekend, I went and visited Shelly, and she was in the hospital, and she was in there just preaching up a storm and just talking to every nurse. I said, man, this woman here, this she got the audacity to tell me to pray for her. I said, no, you're going to pray for me because you got the kingdom in you. I'm not coming here to pray for you because you're in the hospital. The devil's a liar. You already got the anointing because you're a king's kid, and we're not going to keep going back and forth trying to pray for everybody. You need to pray. I'm going to come in agreement with what you're saying because we're from the same kingdom. God, this thing is going too quick. God. Listen. The kingdom of God is here right now. So now when Jesus raised up, when he raised up from the ground, when he raised up from the death, that's why he keep begging us. Please die to self, PWM. Please die to self. Pick up your cross. Stop running. Don't try to understand. Just die to self. Just die. I got some good stuff for you. But then you're going to understand what the kingdom really is. You got a glimpse of it this morning. You got a glimpse. Don't sit here and think that you're not the one. You are the one. You are the one. Listen. Most of you guys, do you remember how Pastor Jerry used to always come through that door? Know what she used to say when she came through the door? Welcome to the kingdom. Y'all got to catch this, though. Why do you think she was saying welcome to the kingdom? Listen, we can say that, but no, listen. Why did she really say that the kingdom of God is here? Welcome to the kingdom. She was saying something way better than what she saw in the earth. When she came in here and saw three people, she said, welcome to the kingdom. Why? Because the kingdom is full of his glory. He's full of his anointing. He's full of his people. There's nothing lacking in the kingdom of God. So welcome, my friends. When you are sons and daughters of God, you have the authority to enter into. Look, then it goes on. This is so much. It's about eight sermons in this word right here. First the kingdom. First. Why? Look, why it says first. That's another thing that we're going to set back on the throne. See, we done got past the seeking part. Now we got to deal with first. He can't have first. We got to dethrone him again. We have to kick him off the throne again because, God, you know, you could be 1B. You can't be 1A. You could be 1B because I got things to do. So I have to be 1A and you could be 1B. So this is how this thing is going to work. But see, he said, no, first. Now, look, this is another trick of the devil. I'm telling you, we're going to expose him today. You think about it. We're talking about we love our family so much. We ain't got time for all this church stuff and all this praying and coming to Bible study and coming out on Sundays and all this. We spend too much time around each other. Look, let me show you something. The very ones, we say this. I love my son. I got one daughter. I love her to death. Love her to life. Thank you. That's from the kingdom. See how he's trying to slide that in there? That's why we need each other. No. Amen. Well, I can't see y'all preaching here to a tag team for real. Love of the death. Because that comes life. But listen, we're trying to protect something that really don't belong to us. It's our children. Huh? Yeah, God, you got you want B because right now I gotta take care of my little girl. I said, yeah, God, I'm gonna read Proverbs over her every night. Chapters 2, 3, 4, and 5, every night. I want the wisdom of God to be on her life and all this stuff. And God said, the only thing you did was read a word with no authority. But listen, but here's the trick, though. Here's the trick. So then we said, oh, God, I got to raise my child up right, and I got to get them, to get a good education and all of this good stuff. I got to tell my son that he could do whatever you put your mind to. But when it comes to God, it can't happen. But when it comes to serving in the army, say you got one son, you allow your son to enter into a service to put his life on the line, and you'll be okay with it. But you won't allow your child to come to church and put their life on the line for the kingdom. Double standard. It's a double standard. It's okay to serve. Ron, you guys that served in the army and the navy and all that stuff is good. I want you to understand, though, the purpose of God's kingdom, that should be the first thing that we should put our priorities on, not trying to protect and do all the things that we want to do for our children and for our husband and our wives and our mothers and fathers. We need to seek the kingdom first and say, God, give me wisdom how to deal with my children and my husband, my wife, and my job and everything else. That's why I'm talking about these things. That's a whole nother sermon by itself, these things. But at the same time, the kingdom of God is saying, okay, now I want to be a part of this kingdom first. So he give me the authority to enter into a place of paradise. When you understand his kingdom, you begin to understand and eat of the good of the land. Not the earth. He talking about his kingdom. His kingdom will be well established. And once that happened, that's when you begin to get the power from heaven. Why you think we've been going through so much? Listen, think about when we meet here on Saturdays. Some of you guys know. We get in a circle with no agenda. There's no agenda. Don't know what's going to happen, but we show up because we know the kingdom is here. There's times and situations I was going through, some trials and tribulations at work and at home, and I came here in the kingdom. In the kingdom, when we sit in the circle and we still and we listen to what God is saying, we put ourselves on the sideline and say, okay, God, what are you saying? What are you saying? I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not trying to articulate your word with such great authority and all this stuff or say this absolute great prayer. God, I don't know what to say. What do you want to say? Then everybody in the circle, most of the time, began to say some things came straight from heaven. You might get one thing. Rob might get one thing. Pastor Ross might get one thing. But we all getting something of the same from the same kingdom. Why? Because there's only one king. Why would a king give you all these different assignments? We take authority now because of the resurrection. That's why he said he rose with all power. It's the kingdom of God. Once he sits on your throne in your heart, that's when the heart began to melt and mend with his heart. And that's when we begin to understand what righteousness is. This is when we begin to eat of the joyfulness of his peace. That's when we begin to understand. See, we don't have to waste energy trying to understand it. It's always going to be explained as you get it. Our lives will never be the same. It's going to be a whole nother level. Pastor Jerry was talking about on Wednesday. She was saying it's another ground. It's a whole nother ground. He changed the words up on you. When we were talking about a level, then he said ground. Then he go from ground, then he talking about the portal. Then he talking about the portal. He talking about another realm. See, you never know. But what happened is you're going up. That kingdom will satisfy all your needs. That kingdom will not disappoint you. It will never leave you. We don't have to go back and seek anymore. Now I'm in the kingdom. We can change that because now I'm in the kingdom. Because now I got the king sitting in my heart. Now I'm in the upper room right now. See, we in the portal right now waiting. We're waiting for that anointing and the power of the God. Say, I can entrust these people with my authority. Not just the gifts to go do miracles and lay hands and prophesy. But I'm looking for some people that I can pull out my power and authority over you. That you can go out and I'm going to get all the glory. See, when you get to that point, you know you're part of God's kingdom. It's everlasting. I said this one time before. People used to always ask me at work, what do you do for fun? Only thing I see you do is come to work and go to church all day. I'd rather not even go to work, but I'd rather be at church all the time. I like to travel. I like to do some things. But look, even in the kingdom, guys, don't stop trying to think, outthink God. You can't. You're never going to outthink God. Oh, I got this to do. Oh, why can't I travel? Or why can't I just... You can. In the kingdom. Stop trying to come out the kingdom to do what you want to do. I told God, I said, God, I'm not giving this up. Can I be real here? I said, God, you know, you can have everything, but you can't have my woman. Can't have my wife. You can't have my woman now. You can have everything else, but I need a woman. I can't make it without it. God said, I'm going to take your wife. This has been the best experience in my life. You know why? Because I learned how to trust God. I didn't think I could do it because I was thinking on my own. I was thinking about from the earthly kingdom that I knew how things were. But God said, no, I'm going to show you what's going on in my kingdom. All things are possible in my kingdom. The impossible is possible. Your circumstances don't mean nothing to God. He love them. He just wants you to allow him to be the king of your heart. That's all he wants. Ron Canole said, don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? And we just seen it. Come on, everybody. And we did a little slice of peace in the kingdom. We was nowhere near God's kingdom. We were so much in the devil's kingdom. He was there directing the choir while we were singing it. He directed us. We were just singing too. Because he know you on this ground. He know you in his kingdom. But oh, taste and see. Think about what God has been saying. We have eyes to see in the spiritual realm. We could partake of his cup. at his resurrection. That's why he wants us to drink of his cup, because now we can understand what the power is. Once Jesus left, that's when the disciples came out the room. Think about their lives. That's when their lives changed, guys. They was in the kingdom then. That's when there's like silver and gold I have not. But they ain't care about anything. Look, crucify me any way you want to. Martyr me any way you want to. I got the kingdom in me. I don't care who go to heaven first. I don't care what happens. I don't care if I have or don't have. I'm in the kingdom. They didn't care anymore. They didn't care about who, why Jesus took James, Mark, and Peter, James, and John with him wherever he went. There was no complaints. There was nothing going on because they already knew that they was in the kingdom. Now they have substance from heaven. They have power and authority. They done met the Father. They done talked with the Jesus. And now they got the power of the Holy Ghost. That kingdom needs to be established in our life, in every aspect of our life. That can't be like just a little bit. Well, maybe I don't know. It's just, all that you have to do is just say, I surrender. Let God them do the work inside of you. Let him fix those things that you're struggling with. You just got to be willing to give it up. We're not going to be shocked when the dead begin to rise. When Pastor Love go lay on the floor because the spirit tell her to go lay on the floor to intercede on somebody else because she sensed the pain, she be obedient. That's just to getting you ready for the kingdom, because I want to give you the power. But are you going to be obedient to look like a fool to go lay on the floor when everybody's sitting in the chair? Are you willing to be disliked because you want to, you believe you hear something from God and everybody else is going to get with the current and you're going against the current? Are you willing? Come on, everybody. That's all he said. Come on, everybody. Today was just a small example of what God is going to do for in our lives. Just a teeny bit. That's just a drop. As of today, we don't have to seek for the kingdom. The kingdom is here now. And it's well established. Man, I just love this stuff, man. And I was talking to Pastor, and we were talking, why did God choose us? Why do I have to sit there and look at a game and start crying because I'm so sensitive praying for somebody else that I don't even know about? Why? Why he choose me to let me be sensitive to that I want other people to get this thing more than me? I don't have to preach another message, play another beat. If everybody in here can get this, I will sit there and be quiet. We don't care about starting no church, no revolution, nothing. Get the kingdom, guys. Get the kingdom. Understand the kingdom. Understand the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is going to be so real to some of us, even the ones that's just being faithful. You might not even understand or get a glimpse of what we're talking about. But just because you're faithful, it's going to open up to you. Before I sit down, maybe, I just want to thank God because it's the opportunity that we have about his kingdom that is established everything inside of us that we can understand and know. Everybody, water falling. See, down it's pure. Thank you, sir. This is our very moment. This is our hour. You have more than enough to accept the things of heaven. God is so loving. God is so loving. Can I pray right quick, Pastor? Father, I just thank you, O God, for pouring out your spirit on vessels, O God, that belongs to you. Father, I thank you right now, God, for the mind being renewed in this house, O God, just for your purpose and your purpose and your purpose only. As your will be done in the earth, as your kingdom be established in the earth. That's why it would become so easy as what's going on in heaven will be happening in the earth, because you have already ordained us and got everything situated for us to be a part of your kingdom. God, I pray for the minds, God, the hearts of us, God, that we would recognize that you already qualified the call. God, we just thank you for, we thank you for the river. We thank you, oh God, for the flow. We thank you, oh God, for your love that you are showing us, oh God, every day. Even in our shortcomings, oh God, you continue to show us your love. Thank you, Father, for seeking after us. Even when Adam sinned, oh God, even when man was lost and we couldn't find the kingdom, you sent your son to find us. You sent your son to find the sheep. You said, go find my sheep. God, as today, God, we take all authority from heaven that you grant us, oh God, today to cast down every imagination that try to rise itself up against you, God. God, we take the authority now, God, that we curse every sickness and disease in this house right now, God. We take now, God, the authority from heaven, oh God, that every situation would change because they're having an encounter with you today, God. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.